From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Yemen's Houthi rebels fired another missile Tuesday at Saudi Arabia's capital, Riyadh, indicating the target was King Salman's palace. Air defenses destroyed it, and there were no casualties. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley told the Security Council that Iran may be implicated.
While we don't yet have sufficient insight into this particular attack, it bears all the hallmarks of previous attacks using Iranian-provided weapons. It is only a matter of time before one of these missiles hits the target.
She quoted the Houthis as saying the intended target was a meeting of Saudi leaders, called it a flashing red siren for the council. She said sanctions against Iran should be considered. Thousands have died in nearly 3 years of conflict between the rebels and a Saudi-backed coalition. A missile attack last month prompted the coalition to temporarily close access points to Yemen, blocking weapon shipments, but also cutting access for desperately needed humanitarian aid. The UN humanitarian coordinator for the country, Jamie McGoldrick, warned of a growing catastrophe.
Yemen is the largest food insecurity crisis in the world, and our recent humanitarian needs overview identified almost 18 million people who are in need of support food-wise.
Iran supports the rebels but has denied supplying them with weapons. UN refugee chief Filippo Grandi appealed Tuesday to the Kenyan government for patience in trying to close down the Dadaab refugee camp, home to tens of thousands of Somali refugees.
The people of this camp continue to need help, even if there are some possibilities of repatriation. Many people don't want to take those opportunities now. They should be free not to take those opportunities and to continue to be protected and assisted here.
Kenya suspects al-Shabaab insurgents have been recruiting from the camp. This is VOA News.